Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today's Friday, March 8th, 2016. Last night we did a Periscope, and one of the Facebook fans that I had submit a question I didn't get to answer on the Periscope, but I'm going to answer it now. And that was, how do I do a super low-carb, high-protein, high-fat diet using a vegan diet? And I'm going to give you the solution to that because it's pretty darn easy. For all your carbohydrates, because I know a lot of people get scared about how do I do low carb on a vegan diet if almost everything I'm going to be eating is loaded with carbohydrates. All you're going to do is switch to high raw, high protein. So you're going to get your carbohydrates from green leafy vegetables and cruciferous vegetables. Those are the highest nutrient density foods you can eat that have the lowest, fewest amount of carbohydrates. So it's a very standard practice for vegan bodybuilders who are cutting up, that are getting shredded for their contests, is they switch to just all greens and all cruciferous vegetables. That's all they do. And they add a ton of, you know, then they continue their exercise routine, which is lots of high intensity interval cardio, a lot of weightlifting and things like that. You just don't change anything with your workout routine. That's how most people do it, and it works. It works just fine. And they just stick to these green leafy vegetables and the cruciferous vegetables. You can almost eat as much as you want because your carbohydrate intake is going to be so low when you do that. But if you stick to nothing but cruciferous vegetables and green leafy vegetables and you keep them as raw as possible, it is so it's impossible to eat enough to gain any fat from there. You just don't have the stomach size to be able to pull it off. And plus, you'll burn all any excess calories off just by chewing alone. And especially if you keep it on the raw form. Oh my goodness. You ever tried chewing a whole bag of broccoli? It's impossible. I mean, you need steroids just to build your jaw muscles to be able to handle all that. From the protein side, you stick with the lowest carbohydrate proteins that you possibly can. So you want to stick with seitan, tofu, tempeh, and vegan protein powder. From the fat side, you're going to want to do primarily omega-3 fatty acids as much as you can, because just remember this, most of the fat that you're going to get from a little bit of fat that you're going to get from the vegetables, but also the fat that you get from some of your protein sources like the tofu, you're going to get a good amount of omega-6s already in there. So you don't need to worry about that. So you add in a couple handfuls of flax seeds or walnuts and you're good. I mean, that's it. You do the macros on that and you'll see that it totally checks out. I go to nutritiondata.org or maybe it's .com to, if I'm ever looking up any carbohydrate, fat, protein information, I just go there. They've got a great database and it's got the numbers easily available. And, you know, it doesn't matter what database you choose. I mean, chances are it's going to be off, I mean, in terms of accuracy, off by, I don't know, 50%. I mean, that's just the way it is. If you've ever really looked at the numbers hard, like counted the number of carbohydrates and compared it to the amount of calories that's stated on a label, it's just ridiculous how much they just don't add up. I mean, that's why I don't even bother. I haven't bothered for over 10 years now looking at caloric information and counting numbers anymore. It doesn't work. I just simply look at what materials does my body need, and I'm just going to eat the amounts until I get the desired effect, and then I just refine it from there. And if I'm no longer getting the desired effect, then I'm either eating too much or too little. You get it? That's really the best way to do it. And if you know what you're doing, you can arrive at the most effective dose of anything really, really fast. And it also is based on your biology, not some predetermined number. Doesn't that make a lot more sense? Hey, I am about to get on an airplane. I've got a flight out to Fort Lauderdale right now. I'm going to be teaching. So this is for those of you you have a health business of any kind. I don't care. It doesn't matter if you're a personal trainer, a chiropractor, a physical therapist, any sort of health or wellness business owner, you could really benefit from this. I am going to be doing a business training for 2 straight days. So Saturday and Sunday at Fort Lauderdale at the Wealth in Health Business Summit. And I've got free tickets for you. If you want to get tickets to that, you are more than welcome to come this weekend, which I would love to be able to share what I have been able to do in creating successful wellness and fitness businesses over the past few years. I'm going to be teaching a couple things. Number one, how to attract a stampede of clients. I know a lot of you, if you're in a business right now, it's all about your clients. That's how you make your revenue. That's how you make your profit. And if you don't know how to continually attract huge herds of customers so that you can serve them, well, you're going to have a problem. You're not going to make the money that you need, or you're not going to be able to serve as many people as you were meant to. So let's solve that problem. I'm going to go over exactly, step by step, how to do that at the training, and so much more. So if you want to find out more information about that, you just go to healthprosacademy.com, healthprosacademy.com. That's who's putting on the event, and they've hired me as one of the lead trainers to teach the majority of the content there. So again, you can get free tickets when you go to that website, click on the events, and you'll find the Fort Lauderdale Summit. So that's for any of you who can make it to Fort Lauderdale this weekend. I would love to see you there, and we're going to be doing networking and all that cool stuff. Also, we did a Periscope last night, and the replay is available on our Facebook fan page. You go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution, and we spent an hour answering your questions. We had questions that were given to us live on the Periscope. We had questions that were also submitted on Facebook, so we answered those as well. 1 hour of full content. So make sure you go get that. Also, I'm working on getting that uploaded to YouTube. Don't know when that's going to happen. So for right now, use the Facebook page to access the replay for that. We are going to be doing we're going to do a live Facebook stream, and it's going to be on facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. It's going to happen sometime next week. I'll put out details about that, probably send you an email, and it's going to be entitled Fix My Diet. So what you're going to do, if you are struggling with losing fat, building muscle, or healing, and you're not sure what you're doing wrong, we're going to invite you to submit your diet. And I might even add in a Fix My Workout too. So you can add in your diet and your workout. And Brooke and I will read through your entire everything you send us. And we will go through it step by step and tell you exactly what is missing or what is hurting your ability to get the results that you want. And we'll tell you exactly how to change it, how to fix it right there live on a YouTube live session. How cool is that? So if you haven't already, make sure you go and get yourself your own copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. It's totally free. And also get the free metabolism training. Go to thetruthaboutmetabolism.com and get yourself that 40-minute audio training as well. Okay? Listen, I hope you have an amazing day today. Wishing you the best of health. Go start a vegan body revolution wherever you are. I'm off to catch my plane. I guess I'll catch you on the next podcast.